weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. And Thursday, will continue with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs at 90. Right now, it's 86.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest National Crop Progress and Condition Report out from USDA shows the nation's corn condition now 71% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. Kansas at 52, Nebraska at 74. The silking nationwide now 10, the average is 16, Kansas 27, Nebraska 4. Soybeans bloom 31% nationally in Kansas 30, Nebraska 41, setting pods 2%. The average is 4. Kansas just getting underway, Nebraska 4. Soybean condition nationwide 71% good to excellent, Kansas 57 good to excellent, Nebraska at 76. Cotton squaring in Kansas 45, average is 24. Setting bolls just underway in Kansas now at 4% complete. 37% of the Kansas cotton crop is in good to excellent condition. Sorghum heading just getting underway primarily all in Texas, 14% though nationally, none in Kansas. The sorghum condition 48% good to excellent nationwide, Kansas 51%, Nebraska 68% good to excellent. Winter wheat harvest continues to roll along 56% nationally. Last year at this time, we were at 41%. Kansas now primarily in that western corner and the western third of Kansas, 80% complete in Kansas as of Sunday. Nebraska at 16%, 51% of the hard red winter wheat, still at 51%. In the good to excellent category. Pasture range condition nationally 41% good to excellent, Kansas 46% good to excellent, Nebraska at 63% in that good to excellent category. That is a review of the crop progress and condition report out from USDA. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit HPMHC.com today.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Governor Laura Kelly has responded to a political cartoon and a newspaper's Facebook page invoking the Holocaust, criticizing the governor's order requiring mask wearing.
Using this type of rhetoric to describe a mask mandate didn't start with Anderson County Review. Many elected leaders in this state and across the country have chosen to dismiss recommendations from public health experts in favor of short-term political points.
The majority of counties around the state of Kansas have chosen not to enforce the governor's mandate on face mask wearing. In other news, international students that may be attending universities in the state of Kansas may have to leave the U.S. or transfer to other colleges if their school offers classes entirely online for the fall semester. KAKE News reports the guidelines came out by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement amid growing concerns of the recent spread of the COVID-19 virus among young adults. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Authorities are blaming fireworks for a blaze that caused an estimated $10,500 in damage to a Junction City duplex. WIBW-TV reports that the fire was reported around 4:20 a.m. on Sunday on the northeast edge of the city. Junction City Fire Department officials say the blaze was caused by disposed fireworks inside a plastic trash receptacle. Crews found a heavy fire in front of the residence in the garage area upon arriving. Four people and a pair of dogs were evacuated from the building. In other news, authorities say two men have been killed in separate shootings in Kansas City. Police identified the victims in a news release as 27-year-old Edwin Pinto and 34-year-old Dennis Barnett. The release said officers found Pinto dead while responding to a shooting call around 2:20 a.m. on Sunday. Barnett was found dead about 2 hours later as officers responded to another shooting call. Police say the shootings are currently under investigation and no suspect information has yet been released. And Governor Laura Kelly is encouraging everyone to fill out the 2020 census in concerns of federal funding coming into the state, along with proper representation in Washington, D.C. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Officials in Nebraska say another state prison's employee has tested positive for coronavirus. A news release from the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says the staffer is employed at the Lincoln Correctional Center and is self-isolating at home. The latest case brings to 21 the number of state prison staffers who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The department says 20 have since recovered. Nebraskans celebrated the 4th of July holiday, as many Americans did, with a barrage of fireworks. But this year's explosive festivities also came with a number of headaches. In Omaha, police say they received nearly 1,900 fireworks complaints in the days before and after the 4th. Police say that's a more than 30% increase from fireworks complaints received last year. In Lincoln, a man was seriously injured and hospitalized Friday night after a firework exploded in his hands at Branched Oak State Recreation Area. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some $400 million in federal assistance has been earmarked for local governmental units in Kansas impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Counties have until August 15th to submit plans for spending federal funds, and proceeds not spent by the end of December will need to be returned. Three rounds of funding will be provided with amounts based on county population, number of COVID-19 cases, and county unemployment rates. Marshall County is qualified for $1.9 million, Washington County just over $1 million, and Nemaha County over $2 million. Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting assigned a task committee to begin the process of providing communities with assistance and assist the board on how to best distribute the money. That committee is Sammy Jackson, Bill Swinneman Jr., Leslie Jeter, Jimmy Ellenbecker, Ray Lisher, and Derek Heinen. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, Special Counsel James Neal with NextEra Energy reported he will meet back with the commissioners in 2 weeks on July 13th from 1 to 3. Neal plans to be available in the courthouse for about an hour after his scheduled time with commissioners and answer any patron questions. Marshall County Commissioners authorized the county treasurer to transfer just over $3 million from the county general fund into the newly established Capital Improvements Fund, and $282,000 from the county general to a newly established risk management fund. Nemaha County Commissioners at their meeting last week heard from Nancy Gafford with the Rural Development Association of Northeast Kansas and Daryl Coleman with USD 115 as they consider renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program. Coleman indicated he thought it was a valuable program for the county and the taxing entities. No other public comments were noted. Commissioners signed that declaration as presented. Clay County Health Department has received notice of two additional confirmed cases of COVID-19, both involved working in local businesses. Age ranges from 18 to 24 and 35 to 44. Identity of the individuals and businesses have not been released. Information may be released by the businesses if they choose to. Contact tracing is underway. Clay County has reported 9 cases thus far as of Monday. Washington County has still had just a single case, Marshall County 2, Nemaha County at 28, Riley County 286, and Pottawatomie County 82 cases so far. Gage County has reported 8 new cases in the past 2 weeks, with 56 total to date. Bond has not been set for a golf man, 50-year-old Bruce E. Davis, who was arrested Saturday by Seneca Police for DUI, fleeing to elude, driving while suspended, as well as Nemaha County offenses of burglary, criminal deprivation of and damage to property, and interference with a law enforcement officer. Helen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth has received 4 applications for assistance through a recent grant announced by the group and funded through Marshall County. The deadline to submit applications is July 10th.
With the commissioners making the decision to open up the businesses fully, they also made a motion to take the $25,000 they had earmarked for economic development last year and allow Marshall County Partnership for Growth to develop a revolving loan fund. And this loan fund would target the small businesses, especially that have been left out of these government programs. And so we're really excited to start making the applications available here in a couple of weeks and just see who needs that money to start at a 0% interest for a year and get their feet on the ground.
Barber noted a strong local economy in spite of COVID-19 challenges.
Over the past couple of years, our unemployment rate has been down around 2%. I mean, we've always had a really super low unemployment rate. Right now, it's at 5.2, which is low considering some other counties that are almost 18%, which is pretty scary. So, yes, we are doing better than a lot of people with retaining our employees, and that's a good thing. I know a lot of people in the county did get the PPP, which kept their employees on the payroll. That's always a positive thing, I'm glad to see.
Helen Barber reminds those seeking employment and businesses needing employees to utilize the Marshall County Partnership for Economic Development job site.
As everybody knows, people's jobs have been in huge flux the last couple of months. Now that things are turning around and businesses are able to open, people are either needing jobs or employers are needing to place job ads to get their needs filled as well. But the employers need to know that this is a free place you can place their own ads. They can Google Marshall County Partnership for Growth and find the job site. It's that easy. With everything changing with people's job situation, we hope that that will be greatly used in the next month here or so.
Bernice S. Stowes, age 96, of Wichita, formerly of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Hermansburg Emanuel Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Stowes. Raymond Vogelsberg, age 61, passed away at the Frankfurt Care Home Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery north of Beatty. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Vogelsberg. Cindy K. Dunsing, age 58, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Dunsing.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
The annual Marshall County Fair is still a go, and will begin with the horse show Thursday, July 16th. Entries will be accepted Friday evening with livestock judging and red dirt rendezvous Friday at 7. Stock shows and more Saturday with exhibits in place. Rewind Band is live Saturday evening at 7. Stock shows continue Sunday. The annual fair parade begins at 6 with a petting zoo and pony rides on the grounds and Savannah Chestnut live Sunday evening at 8. Monday activities include Round Robin at 3. The fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe is open to the public at 6, followed by the livestock auction at 7. No carnival, church food stand, demo derby, or figure eight races this year. But the fun continues with the Marshall County Fair, July 17th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. Watch and listen for more updates and find them on Facebook for the Marshall County Fair.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest moving off towards the east with another low pressure system that will be across the northern parts of the Rockies, which is bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, pretty dry out there. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, quiet weather as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. The next system will bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night through the end of the week. And we still have this upper level ridge bringing warm temperatures well into the upper 80s and into the lower 90s across much of the central and upper parts of the Midwest. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature early July 90, recent record high hit the century mark in 1991. The average low 68, record low of 55 set in 2004. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:06.
Tomato harvest season is rapidly approaching. We share some harvesting advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. Or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 7th, the 189th day of the year. Musician Ringo Starr celebrates his 80th birthday. Many gardeners will see at least a few tomatoes ripening on the vine this month. How do you know when it's time to pick them? Most varieties are ready when the color is glossy and even, and texture is between firm and soft. Some large heirloom varieties ripen before they reach full color. Pick them while the skin is smooth and waxy, even if the shoulders are green and they don't appear to be fully matured. And try this trick to quickly ripen a tomato. Place it in a paper bag with an apple or banana. Those fruits give off ethylene gas that hastens the ripening process. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more gardening tips online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Royals have announced their new schedule for the shortened 60-game season. The Royals' opening day is set for July 24th at the Cleveland Indians, and its home opener is set for July 31st against the Chicago White Sox, which will be the first game at Kauffman Stadium in 305 days. Kansas City will play 60 games in 66 days this season, including 30 games at home and 30 on the road. The Kansas City Chiefs have locked up their MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback for a decade. According to Patrick Mahomes' agent, the deal is worth $503 million, making him the first half-billion-dollar player in sports history. Mahomes led the Chiefs to a Super Bowl victory back in February, the first Super Bowl that they've won since 1970. Patrick Mahomes was also named the Super Bowl MVP. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
On August 4th, Kansans will have the opportunity to vote for a proven leader in the race for the U.S. Senate. For 4 years, Dr. Roger Marshall has represented one of the largest agricultural districts in the nation, leading the way on farm policy during the last Farm Bill. Dr. Marshall is a trusted conservative who served his country, built his own business, and knows rural Kansas. Dr. Marshall's success at home and in Washington is built on his ability to listen and solve problems in a constructive manner. This style of leadership has earned Roger Marshall the endorsements of the Kansas Farm Bureau, the Kansas Livestock Association, Renew Kansas, the Kansas Agribusiness Council, and the National Sorghum Producers. On August 4th, vote Roger Marshall for U.S. Senate.
Paid for by the Kansas Ag Communities Coalition, 6031 Southwest 37th Street, Topeka, Kansas, 66614, which is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
COVID-19 making its presence known in the sports world as leagues attempt to resume play. Correspondent Rich Johnson reports a number of sports stars are deciding to sit the season out as the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to grow.
Atlanta Braves players, quote, outfielder Nick Markakis is saying he's decided to sit out the short season after talking to a teammate who's tested positive. Two players on the WNBA's Indiana Fever have tested positive, as all the league's players head to Florida for a bubble-enclosed season. The Tennessee Titans are the latest NFL team to give season ticket holders the option of opting out of the season, and the NHL and its players have agreed on protocols to resume the season as the number of hockey players already testing positive has hit at least 35. I'm Rich Johnson.
Royals catcher Salvador Perez tested positive for coronavirus. He's asymptomatic and is currently quarantining for 14 days at home. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
What do you get when you choose Kramer Oil? Quality, dependability, and service. Whether at your farm, business, or home, when you choose Kramer Oil, you get quality fuel, propane, and oil at the best value and the best customer service around. Delivery to Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. The Kramer family, serving your family since 1976. Visit KramerOil.com for details.
Where there's a will, there's a way, especially when Hometown Lumber and Hardware has a wide variety of rental equipment. If you need a trencher to install a sprinkler system, a post hole digger to help build a fence, or a bill jack lift to reach areas up to 32 feet high, renting is the way to go. If you have the will and the ability, Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville has the way with their great rental equipment inventory.
As summer temperatures rise, our lettuce, spinach, and other greens tend to fade from our gardens. Take heart, there are a few greens suited to the summer garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Black-seeded Simpson, oak leaf blend, and red sails are a few leaf lettuce cultivars that stand up to the summer heat. Malabar climbing spinach, although not a true spinach, has a buttery, nutty spinach-like flavor. Use it fresh as a wrap for sandwiches or in stir fries. New Zealand spinach is another plant that shares the common name and flavor, but is not a true spinach. Eat the small leaves raw or cooked. Many of the mustards like Red Giant and Florida Broadleaf will tolerate summer heat while adding a bit of zip to your meals. Or try the mild-flavored All-America Selections winner, Red Kingdom Mizuna. Use mustard greens pickled raw, wilted, or in salads. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Southern Pacific Rail Line advertised it served fresh oysters on its run from Texas to California. It was special service and an amenity that helped foil one of the last train holdups in the country's history. The unique story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because Rodeo Clown can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In 1912, Ben Kilpatrick and Ole Hoback attempted to rob the transcontinental route near Sanderson, Texas. The holdup took place on what is today Kinley Coyne's property.
Right on the other side of the canyon, it turns, and that's where they stopped the train, and they went into the rob the mail train.
They encountered David Truesdale, who worked in the mail car. He realized it was a holdup and decided to help the bandits.
He actually told Ben Kilpatrick there was a package on the floor that was worth a lot of money.
A unique feature of this train was about to help Mr. Truesdale take out one of the bandits.
David Truesdale had grabbed an ice mallet because this train boasted that they had fresh oysters from California to Texas. So they had to keep those oysters on ice. When he grabbed that ice mallet, he hit it behind his back.
When Kilpatrick bent over to pick up the package, Truesdale killed him with the ice mallet.
He took both of Kilpatrick's pistols and his .401 Winchester, and he gave two of the porters each a pistol, and he held the rifle. And they knew there was another robber who was Ole Hoback.
Now Truesdale needed a way to coax the other robber to come to the mail car.
So finally Truesdale fired a shot into the roof of the train car, and Hoback came in, and David Truesdale shot him and killed him.
The train eventually made its way to Sanderson, where the two dead robbers were unloaded. Today, we know much about the event because of what took place next.
There's a famous photo, a death photo of Ben Kilpatrick and Ole Hoback. And the reason why that photo was taken was because there happened to be a carnival in town with a photographer. And he took the picture.
Truesdale was an instant hero who saved the lives and property of those on the train. The robbery took place here on Kinley's property. Traveling the countryside near Sanderson, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction of antiques and collectibles, including furniture, whole pottery, glassware, collectibles, and household items for the Donald and Barbara Stewart estate. Saturday, July 11th, sale begins at 10 a.m. inside the 4-H building in the Marshall County Fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Selling furniture items including a curved glass drop front secretary, high safe hutch, oak padded seat rocker, 42-inch flat screen TV, chest of drawers, 100 pieces of whole pottery, Roseville and Weller pottery, lots of hand-sewn quilts, glassware, dishes, primitives, kitchen items, and other items, including a three-quarter size billiard table. Stewarts were avid auction goers over 25 years and have many collectibles. This antique and collectible auction for the Donald and Barbara Stewart estate, Saturday, July 11th, begins at 10 a.m. inside the 4-H building on the Marshall County Fairgrounds at Blue Rapids. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. There will be a public auction of furniture, collectibles, tools, and miscellaneous for Alice Mackey and the late Don Mackey, Sunday, July 12th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center at Seneca. Selling furniture items including an oak dining table with four chairs, queen-size bed and dresser, three-piece set, chest-type deep freeze, mini fridge, window unit air conditioner. Collectibles include a six-drawer spool cabinet, collectible toys, miscellaneous glassware, some Red Wing Crocs, salt and pepper shakers. Tools and miscellaneous include a nearly new 42-inch cut rotting mower, John Deere women's bike, and other miscellaneous. This furniture, collectible, tools, and miscellaneous auction for Alice Mackey and the late Don Mackey, Sunday, July 12th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center at Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service, Dale Wilhelm and Rodney Burdick will conduct the sale.
No matter what you show at the fair, whether it's poultry or pigs, there is a risk of disease transmission. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to keep your show animals healthy as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Worked hard to get your animals ready for county and state fairs. The last thing you want is for your livestock to pick up or transmit a disease while there. Dr. Dustin Otakovin is the South Dakota State Veterinarian. He says on a broader sense, disease control depends on the biosecurity plan and actions by the show managers.
And that starts with good